With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. A large percentage of small businesses have not had the money or the manpower to offer 401k savings programs to their employees. Well, that could change very soon. We'll have details in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Wells Fargo has agreed to pay a $65 million fine to settle claims brought by the New York Attorney General's office that the bank misled investors about its cross-selling tactics, where bank employees made as many as 3.5 million potentially unauthorized accounts to try to hit sales goals. The Attorney General's office says it is still looking at what it calls Wells Fargo's illegal business practices of opening millions of unauthorized accounts and enrolling consumers in services without their knowledge or consent. The company didn't admit liability and said the settlement costs had been previously accrued. And Wall Street Journal economics reporter Laura Casisto reports the housing market is stumbling through its longest slump in 4 years as the divergence between a booming U.S. economy and weakening home sales that many had dismissed as temporary now looks to be in position to continue. It's triggered by a combination of rising mortgage rates and high home prices, a lack of inventory, a new tax law that reduces incentives for home ownership that have weighed on the housing sector this year. And even though September saw rising housing inventory levels, the National Association of Realtors says that fewer people attended open houses. That shows demand could be faltering and that some potential buyers might be giving up, at least for now. Economists said that rising home prices, which are up more than 50% nationwide since prices bottomed out in 2012, have been a drag on the housing market. And recently, mortgage rates have been shooting higher, up roughly a percentage point this year to nearly 5%. Up to now, it's been a challenge for small businesses to offer 401k plans to employees, but that could change thanks to a new crop of proposed rules. And Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson is here with details. So, Ann, has it been a matter of expense that has kept small businesses out of the 401k arena?
That's a large part of it. I think it's also kind of a hassle for, you know, small business owners who really are often just focused on, they're trying to focus on making their business work. You know, it's just an extra thing for them to do. But yes, I mean, costs can make a big difference. Small plans tend to be very expensive compared to the plans that companies like IBM can offer their thousands of employees.
And small businesses not being able to offer 401k plans, that's contributed to a substantial number of Americans not having a reliable retirement savings instrument to prepare for in the years after working.
Yeah, about half of private sector workers don't have access to a 401k plan at work or a retirement savings plan at work. So, and a large portion of that stems directly from the small company market. So, you know, this has been something that policymakers have been concerned about for years. There's been a number of efforts to try to solve the problem of small businesses that don't offer plans in the past. And, you know, largely they've been unsuccessful. So this is sort of the latest effort.
It caught the attention of the White House. The rules are also the result of involvement by the Trump administration, and they see preparation for retirement as a major issue.
Right. So at the end of August, President Trump issued an executive order instructing various departments, including the Labor Department, to see what they could do about some of these issues. I mean, he specifically directed them to look at a specific type of solution to the problem of small companies not offering programs. And so that's been something that's been on the agenda for the White House. And as a result, it's on the agenda for the Labor Department, which issued this regulation today.
The new rules would allow companies and assorted business associations to join together and offer 401k plans. Can you explain that?
There's something called a multiple employer plan. So the idea then is that rather than each small company offering its own plan, small businesses can join together and offer a plan together. So the advantages of that are twofold. One is that, you know, by having more companies in a plan and having more employees in a plan, you can get scale. And when you get scale, you can negotiate lower fees. So it's a way for small businesses to get like a plan that's actually got lower fees. But it's also, this solution would make an entity like an association the responsible entity in coming up with the plan, in establishing the plan, in filing all the paperwork, in administering the plan. So it would really take a lot of the administrative burden off of the small employer. It would also take what's called the fiduciary responsibility in large part off of that employer as well, so that if something went wrong with the plan, the employer would not be at risk of being sued, which has been another barrier to small companies wanting to do this.
Oh, okay. And the companies offering the plans would have some freedom with regard to 401k programs, like whether to offer matching funds.
Right. So they're trying to design that flexibility in so that if, you know, if a whole bunch of employers joined together to offer a plan and one wanted to offer a match and the other didn't, they could each do what they wanted to do. One would not offer one and one would offer one. And so, you know, there's some degree of customization available. And also these plans would be offered potentially by associations. So associations of businesses, like, for example, a Chamber of Commerce might decide that it wants to sponsor a plan, and then all the members of that Chamber of Commerce might be eligible to actually join that plan. So the structure has been in existence for a while, but it's been only allowed for a very narrowly related group of companies to join together. What the Labor Department is trying to do is broaden the group that's allowed to join together so that it's not just, you know, all companies that are owned by the same entity. It can be companies that join the same association, for example.
This proposed package of rules was released on October 22nd, and if it's all approved, it could go into effect in 2019?
The regulation is going to have to go through the regular process that regulations go through. It's like a 60-day comment period, and then the Labor Department takes the comments and tries to figure out if it needs to revise the regulation in any way, and it either revises it or it doesn't, but then it finally issues the final regulation, which isn't likely to happen before the end of the year, but, you know, potentially the first part of next year.
Okay. Could be good news for American workers looking to prepare for retirement. That's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson in our studio with us. Ann, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.